And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 6th of January, 2010. Today is the feast of the Epiphany, the word coming from an ancient Greek word meaning manifestation or striking appearance. Before Christianity, the word Epiphany was used to refer to occasions when Greek gods and goddesses made appearances on earth. In the Eastern Church, the Russian, the Greek Orthodox churches, today is a general celebration of God becoming man, celebrating the birth of the baby Jesus, the revelation of Jesus' divinity to the rest of the world, and Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River. The Western Church, the Roman Catholic Church, celebrates the Feast of the Epiphany in reference to the visit of the Magi, the three wise men, bringing frankincense, gold, and myrrh to the infant Jesus. As the Reverend John Henry Hopkins, Jr. wrote in his hymn tune of 1857, "We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star." James Joyce picked up the word Epiphany and gave it a different meaning, explained to his brother Stanislaus that epiphanies were a sort of inadvertent revelation, little errors and gestures, straws in the wind, by which people betrayed the very things they were most careful to conceal. It was a literary device that James Joyce used in the stories in his collection Dubliners, 1914, which ends with a story set at a party for the Feast of the Epiphany, his story The Dead, which ends, "His soul swooned slowly as he heard the snow falling faintly through the universe, and faintly falling like the descent of their last end upon all the living and the dead." It's the birthday of the author of the best-selling book in the history of the Alfred A. Knopf Publishing Company, Khalil Gibran, born in Beshari, Lebanon, 1883, and the book published by Knopf in 1924 was The Prophet. It's the birthday of the photographer and novelist and critic Wright Morris, born in Central City, Nebraska, 1910, who made a 15,000-mile tour around the United States in 1940, taking photographs along the way. And it's the birthday of the novelist E.L. Doctorow, born in New York City, 1931, author of The Book of Daniel and his novel Ragtime, a big bestseller, later made into a musical. Here's a poem for today by C.K. Williams, entitled Snow, 1. All night, snow, then, near dawn, freezing rain, so that by morning the whole city glistens in a glaze of high-pitched, meticulously polished brilliance, everything rounded off, the cars submerged nearly to their windows, and the unbroken drifts lining the narrow alleys, the buildings rising from the trunk-like integuments the wind has molded against them. Underlit clouds, blurred, violet bars, the rear guard of the storm still hang in the east, immobile over the flat river basin of the Delaware. Beyond them, nothing, the washed sky, one vivid wisp of pale smoke rising waveringly but emphatically into the brilliant ether. No one is out yet but Catherine, who closes the door behind her and starts up the street. A poem by C.K. Williams, Snow, 1, from Love About Love, published by Audible Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.